And I am looking at the New York Yankees lineup, and he has every right to be pissed off. So instead of me saying what I think he's going to say, I'm going to allow Jeff in the Bronx scream and yell about this, because this is a freaking disgrace. Aaron Boone's got to get his head out of his ass. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm pissed. I'm like furious right now.
Go ahead.
Every time this kid, Dominguez, has a good game, Boone sits him. They had an off day. This guy has 4 hits in 1 game. They have an off day the next day. That's fine. Why is he sitting today? This kid has to develop. If you're not going to play him, send him to the damn AAA minor leagues. Let this kid develop. Give him a chance. Trent Grisham's dying to be here next year. What the hell's going on?
Right, especially against a team that's 17 games under 500.
He's 1,000% right.
100%.
Jason Dominguez, who sat one of the Cincinnati games, annoying enough, starts the finale of the series. He goes 4-for-5, and he's not in the lineup tonight against Mitch Spence and the A's. Explain that one to me.
Yeah, not only is he not in the lineup, he actually probably should be leading off tonight. Like, we should be starting to experiment with that, because this has been going on for a good month now, where Dominguez, you could just see watching him. And I understand, you know, it's a difference between left-handed and right-handed, but he's getting better every single week. He's contributing. Maybe the power's not there, but all of those tools, including his speed, are flashing. Give him confidence.
He's got to play.
He can both help you win, and you don't want to stunt his development.
Well, yeah, I mean, he had a 4-hit game. Like, I don't understand
this. What are you disincentivizing? Like, you're disincentivized. Like, there is no incentive. It's just kind of like, all right, we're just going to play you randomly.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
I don't like it. Now, to be fair, here's the Yankee lineup against Mitch Spence, who is a right-hander. Trent Grisham, Aaron Judge, Cody Bellinger, Giancarlo, Jazz, Goldie, Ben Rice, catching, Anthony Volpe at shortstop, DJ LeMahieu at second base. In fairness, we want Jason Dominguez to play. We all agree. Who's coming out of the lineup? That's your lineup. Who's coming out of the lineup? Sean, go ahead, because it's actually pretty tough. Go ahead.
It is tough. You know what? Honestly, what I would do, you're going to call me crazy.
It's okay.
I think everybody takes a turn sitting. I have no problem versus the A sitting Judge for a night, or DHing him and letting Stanton sit.
Little double off day action for Aaron Judge. Like,
but honestly, why not?
Right.
You know what I mean? If it's that important to keep playing Trent Grisham.
And then you put Bellinger in right field.
Right. Sitting Judge tonight doesn't mean you sit and Judge 20 more times the rest of the year, but it's a game versus Sacramento on a Friday night. I'm fine with that.
You can't call them Sacramento, because they're not Sacramento. Right. They're just the A's.
But that's my point. By the way, that's not my, oh, you obviously have to sit Aaron Judge, but if you're that pro, Grisham's got to play because he's hit as well lately, it's okay to give Judge a day off his feet.
Yeah, no, the answer isn't Aaron Judge, though.
Okay. No.
But is there an answer?
That's
other
my,
than Cody Bellinger?
No, because the answer really is Trent Grisham, but also he's been playing well.
No, the answer is I think you've got basically the choices of everyone not named Aaron Judge, because unless you're really thinking he needs an off day, Trent Grisham, who is coming off a 4-hit game, so we're talking about the same thing. Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, but why does he get a chance to continue his run as opposed to Jason Dominguez?
You're absolutely right about that. That's very fair. And in Grisham's case, you could say, well, he's a veteran. It matters a little bit less
because
to him.
Right. You can trust that he's going to be fine.
But by the way, my answer is Trent Grisham for the reasons that you're giving. So yeah. I agree with you, but there are a lot of ways you can go with this, but they're all difficult decisions. Trent Grisham, Cody Bellinger, who did not play the last game against Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. So if you don't play him, it'll be 3 straight days and I'm playing Cody Bellinger. Giancarlo, which you could also go with.
Sure.
No problem with that.
Put Judge at
DH. You could also go with Goldie. Goldie could sit because you could also shift Bellinger to first base and play Dominguez out there. So those are really your options. Ben Rice is catching, so he's not a part of the equation right now.
What makes it really difficult is that Grisham now has come back and played well again. But if we're being really objective and looking at the 4 Yankee outfielders they have, unfortunately for Trent Grisham, just because you're a veteran that's hit well, like, the Yankees need to develop Jason Dominguez.
You know, I do have an answer. I'm going to redo my answer. I've given this more thought over the last, 2 minutes as this come out. I think the guy I would sit is Giancarlo, only because it's never a mistake to be cautious with Giancarlo.
You're right.
Like, he's the guy who's playing, makes the lineup better, especially against lefties.
Right.
But really, it's about can he stay healthy for the postseason. That's the whole goal of Giancarlo. So I don't need to play him every single day.
And he could be the weapon where when you find your spot for Volpe or LeMahieu to pinch hit later in the game.
Absolutely. Now, so can Dominguez. I mean, obviously, that's the beauty of having these guys off the bench. But the more I think about it, Grisham's hot. Keep playing him.
Yeah.
Cody don't want to sit too often. I think Giancarlo is like that. He's the luxury vehicle.
He is, but he's also only played 8 games this year.
But that's okay.
I know it is okay.
You're taking it easy with
him. But we're 81 games into the season. He's played 8, so you got to get a little bit
of it. That's okay.
I think if you pulled back, and I'm just looking at this from a Yankee fan point of view, there are two objectives to this Yankee season. Number one, finish the job you didn't do last year, win a World Series. And truthfully, number two for me is develop Jason Dominguez.
I agree. I think the development of Dominguez is more important.
The most important guy.
So I think the default answer is anytime we're not sure, I'd say Giancarlo.
Well, hold on. We have a little bookkeeping we have to do here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have six King Aaron Judge mentions without the King. Two,
oh, no.
Two for Evan and four for this big mouth, Sean, who this is your baby. This is your thing. This was your moment to win this. You just went four times without mentioning Aaron Judge.
That's solid
and
accounting right there.
You could say whatever you want about positive Tommy, but I stick to the character. On our show sheet that no one reads, I wrote King Aaron Judge on it as far as his all-star bid.
I got to be honest. Admittedly, I am not myself since Evan Dare had the goal for the team with the longest playoff drought in sports to say they were closer to a championship than anybody in this town. I've been thrown off. Take the money. You know what? I had six, four?
Six total.
Well, Aaron Judge. Finish the $10. Here you go.
There you go.
Okay, so did he just say it six more times?
No, he said it four more times.
Okay, so four more times?
Yep.
All right, so here's what we got. Because I have a running tally, including two from yesterday that's on me. And I'm not challenging it. I went back to the audio. I did it twice. Where I refer to King Judge without the King name. Mm-hmm. So I've added this one to the tally. Here's what we have. And for those just tuning in, King Aaron Judge is now officially the King of New York City, as voted upon by the WFAN staff. And so one of the rules around here for the remainder of the summer is King Aaron Judge needs to be referred to as King Aaron Judge. And if not, a dollar goes into the pot, and at the end of the summer, we'll do something with the money. Here's what I got right now. I owe $7. Sean owes $10. Mm. Tiki owes $2, and Lugie's at a single dollar. So right now, we've raised $20 for something.
Yeah.
And that's only a few days in.
You guys just aren't respecting the king. Yep. Aaron Judge, that is. This is like teaching my daughter her times tables. Tegan, we're trying to teach her times tables.
Yeah, very tricky.
It is very tricky.
Very tricky.
So every day, I ask her, it's 7 times 7, right? She's just like, 48? And today, she got it for the first time.
Nice.
Quickly. It's been like a week. It's like 7 times 7, 49. Like there. Now you'll never
when
get it wrong.
When do you think we're going to be?
And so this is kind of like that.
When are we going to be like her? We never screw this
it's
up.
It's going to be like a month, I think.
You think a month?
And then you're going away for like 2 weeks. So you're going to come back and really be jacked up.
You're right. You just said that about him. And that's where I have it in my head. I have now officially set an alarm every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 2:21. So at least the show started. And it simply says, say King Aaron Judge.
That's good. That's smart. I'm proud of you for doing that. And good job, Tommy, for bookkeeping. So there you go. We're keeping track of the King Judge screw-ups. Jerry in Chester, New York. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
As you know how I am with Giancarlo Succo, as I call him. But I'd rather have Dominguez in the lineup because, like I said, I want to say, ask Tommy or one of the guys who does your stats, how many games has Giancarlo been since he's been back? He sat more games than he's played almost already. I'm like, he's the DH.
No, you're right.
Unless he has bad numbers against the guy who started that night, fine. Don't play him. He's Giancarlo Stanton, unless you think he's Giancarlo Hero or he's Giancarlo Stanton.
But the reason I disagree with you, and the reason I say that is for what we just talked about. Like, the Yankees have a surplus right now in the outfield, DH, even first base department, because you got three guys in Goldie and Ben Rice and Cody that can play the position. And I prioritize everyone else over Giancarlo because I know he's good.
Yeah.
Because I know he's fine.
And by the way, he's been back for 11 days. And he's played in 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
So he came back on the 16th. June 16th was his first game back. He had two hits the next day as well. And so he's only not played in 2 games.
Right, but you're talking about starting games. Like some of those games you just talked about, he actually came in off the bench and didn't start.
Yeah, the 18th, he didn't start.
But my point is, I disagree with our last caller. Like, I would treat him in a conservative way to make sure that if Jason Dominguez is hot like he is right now, I play him. Mm. Or if Cody Bellinger is hot, I play him. Giancarlo is my luxury vehicle, and I don't need to force it. So that's why I lean towards him. It's not saying he sucks. I think he's tremendous.
Yeah.
He's one of the main reasons I got to the World Series last year.
It looks like Giancarlo's getting 2 days and then a day off. Just from the short stats.
The trend.
That's the trend.
Well, that's
2 days and a day off.
Well, that's what it could have been today if they sat him for Jason Dominguez.
But they had the day off yesterday.
Well, then that would have been 3 days and a day off.
I'm so scared to utter these words, but I'm going to let it rip because I am serious.
Go ahead.
We have gone through all these ways of getting people in the lineup. Isn't Trent Grisham such a slick fielder that maybe, just maybe, we could see in pregame warmups the next couple of weeks if he can handle some second base.
Oh, my God.
You've played J.C. Ascara at third base. I mean, how bad could it be? I only say him
Has
because...
Has he ever played?
No. And that's why I know it sounds crazy, but he's also such a good outfielder that everybody will go, well, that's why you don't take him out of the outfield. I look at it the other way. He's such a good athlete running around there that he actually looks like a guy who could probably service...
Do you remember the 2019 field. National League Wild Card game? If you don't, totally okay.
I don't.
So the Nationals played the Brewers in the Wild Card game, and as soon as he brought up Trent Grisham playing at second base, I thought of a very key play in that game. There was a base hit to right field. Grisham was the right fielder for the Brewers, and he overran the ball and went right past them. It was one of the, like, worst errors in a playoff game.
On the ground.
Yeah, on the ground. So I'm thinking of, like, ground balls to second base going past them. I don't think it's an option, Sean. Nice try, though.
I know it's not. I'm trying to find a way for all these guys to play, because second base is the hole on this team, and he's the best, in my opinion, fielding athlete.